options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4343 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4343. Avant.com, code 4343.
Thunder Country Weather. From the KIIC Weather Center, this weather update is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. Get the royal treatment every time with Royal Plumbing. We do see a 50% chance of rain in our afternoon today. The high around 48 degrees. Rain in the evening hours turning into snow on the overnight. The low around 30 for our Sunday. Snow in the morning and then tapering off. The afternoon high around 39.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
I hope you buckle them up this morning, because it's going to be a fast ride here at the Coach's Corner. Welcome to the KIC Coach's Corner Man Cave, high above the obvious square in high fidelity. Boy, as I said, you better lace them up. We're going to do some running this morning, as we got a very, very busy morning here at the Coach's Corner. Going to talk with a guy that knows a little bit something about fast and running. That is Coach Darren Hill. He's going to join us here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk some Albia track this morning. That'll kickstart this busy morning here at the Coach's Corner. And then we're going to jump on the phone lines. I've already done that last night. After the tremendous high school basketball tournament, Class 3A, watching the Oskaloosa Indians go at it. And those of you who tuned in last night got to hear a great broadcast of some outstanding basketball. And we're going to talk with a dynamic duo, a father-son duo, Coach John Henry and Cole Henry, last night, immediately following the basketball game for the Indians. And they had the pack of the car with Maggie and little sis, and they were on their way to catch a plane at 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, I think Cole has taken off from Minneapolis, and so, man, just a whirlwind of events for the Henry family, for the Oskaloosa Indians, and for the William Penn Statesmen. Those who may not have grabbed the headlines, Coach Henry, with all this going on with his son and wanting to celebrate his son's success on the basketball court. By the way, 6'9", watching all these great athletes participate the state tournament, I can tell you this, Cole Henry takes a backseat to none of them. Buddy, he shined last night. A couple of back-to-back dunks with authority, and that was pretty cool. But if you really are a connoisseur of team sports, watching him pass was a thing of beauty. That will get a coach excited. But with all that excitement going on for the Henrys and for John, for the Indians, for his son, then you have his William Penn Statesman making the national tournament, number one rated in NAIA, 27-4 on the season are the Statesmen. And 8 days ago, having the tragedy that took place, the death of one of his athletes, and to go through all that and the emotion of your own team, of your son's team, and all these things, and it's a bittersweet may not to be the right words to say, but just a really really difficult, but also a tremendous week for the Henry family. And the last night after the game, around 10:30, heading up to Minneapolis to catch that flight that's already taken off. we had a chance to talk with John Henry, Coach Henry of the Williamson Statesman, and his son, Cole Henry. What an outstanding kid. I mean, what I find is that really great athletes, and Coach Hill and I will talk about this, there's a recipe for greatness, and it transcends a court, a track, or a field. And it usually lies in the character of a person. You can find greatness coming out with their hands by what's going on the inside. And Cole, as good as he is as a basketball player, man, he's a better person. So we're going to talk with them, and then we're going to check in with Brad DeMoss as the archers here in Albia are headed to the state archery tournament. 74 athletes participating from the elementary to the high school level, all three levels. They go elementary, junior high, and high school. All three levels qualify for the state tournament, and there's a high probability, almost an expectation, that they will make nationals in Kentucky, and the Worlds are held in Kentucky as well. So they've got big aspirations, and with all those kids up there participating today, it's going to be a fun day for those who are into archery. And why wouldn't you be? It's what a great sport, and what a great opportunity for our kids to experience another thing, and that's part of this culture of living in a small town, buddy. It is good stuff. And then here at the end of the hour, we're going to Don Paulus, retired Lieutenant Don Paulus, is going to stop by, and we're going to talk about something that we don't really want to talk about. And it's not sports related, but something that has been near and dear to my heart and Don Paulus's, and that is with all the tragedies that have stolen the headlines, the shooting, the tragic deaths that have taken place in our schools, in our churches, in our places of work. And that is active threat training, not active shooting training, because, man, there's all kinds of ways that we've seen that deranged people, sick people, I'll just call it evil, has found its way to the places that we find to be normal and part of our lives. And so on Monday night at the Family Life Center at 6 o'clock, open to the entire public, active threat training. And Don's going to talk with us at the end of the hour about what you can expect on Monday night. And it's going to be an important night. So we have got to get busy. And I got a guy that's going to talk a little speed with me here this morning, and that is the very fast coach of the Albia Blue Demon track team. And that is Darren Hill. And when we come back, we'll talk about this big season ahead and all the expectations of the spring sports. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Are you a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Too many people fall getting in and out of their tubs every day. Trust Royal Plumbing when they say there is a better way. Royal Plumbing can replace your old tub with one of their safe and practical walk-in tubs or showers. Call Royal Plumbing today and get a free, no-obligation, no-hassle consultation. They want to ensure that your walk-in bathing experience is a positive one. That's Royal Plumbing, 515-994-9170, where you get the royal treatment every time.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country AIIC.
I better buckle them up, as I said earlier, because we're going to go fast here. And talking to a guy that knows something about fast, that is the head coach of the Albia Track program, and that is Coach Darren Hill. And Coach, it's been fast, a fast start to this early season, and you know, the four seasons of track or any season, but for track, it's you got your preseason, your indoor season, your regular season, and then the postseason. And buddy, last night you were handing the baton off from the preseason to the indoor season.
Yeah, we're 4 weeks in already, 3 weeks of practice. Weather hasn't cooperated a whole lot with us, but you know, you get the opportunity to get out on the track when you can, and when not, you're running gyms and hallways and in the school buildings. And last night was our first indoor meet. We follow that up next week with two indoor meets, and then we're right outdoors. So real quick start. You know, you think it was a year ago already, but years go by fast, and we got off to a start last night, indoor meet at Central.
Well, you know, I look at the entirety of a sports program. You know, you got to look at all the programs. You know, if you look from a big view, and you look down at all your sports programs, there'd be one common element that has to exist in those programs. One, you got to be having fun, because that's how you get kids out. But you have to have fast, athletic kids. You know. And track is such an important part of that. So if you with a strong track program, you tend to have other strong programs.
Yeah, we even stress in talking to some of the kids that they don't really want to get out and compete on the track, but yet they're out for track so that they can work on their footwork, their speed for other sports. And you know, so again, with an indoor meet, there's so many events that were available last night. Some of our, even all of our shot put guys, typical shot put guys, were out there running around the track. So, you know, the Doug Flatterys and the Austin Majors, the bigger guys on our football team, they ran three events last night each, and still had the opportunity to throw the shot put. So it's kind of nice to see the guys out and just wanting to get better for other sports, not necessarily to, you know, get out there and actually they ran just because that's the type of guys they are, but that's not their favorite thing to do.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, and this will go to the comment I just mentioned a few minutes ago about Cole Henry. You know, when you watch athletes who perform at high levels, who are tremendous athletes, there's typically a common denominator with those athletes. It's something that's right on the inside of who they are, and that competitive spirit, the character of who they are. And it's not by accident. I mean, the great athletes that if you've been able to be around and coach, and guys like Cole Henry watch, it's that they are fully a character that is dedicated to being winners, and which is, you know, the winners win is what I find.
Yep, that's right. You know, and you mentioned Cole Henry, and my son goes to school over there with Cole, and they get the opportunity to spend a lot of time together. So you're exactly right. I know exactly how Cole handles himself, and you know, not only on the football field. I watched him play on football on Friday nights and on the basketball court, but what type of a person he is and his family. And my hat's off to the Henry family and Oskaloosa and the William Penn Statesmen with all the ups and down roller coaster emotions that they've had over the last week and a half. So good luck to those Statesmen as they get into their birth, but also to the families and keeping their thoughts and prayers in with the death of their one of their athletes over there.
Yeah, that is a nightmare in the midst of a dream season, you know, and that's difficult to handle. Coach, you know, you're talking about, you know, your big guys running those tracks. See, this is the beautiful thing about running. You know, I just ran this morning, and man, I tell you what, it was a fierce competition, because I was not wanting to beat the guy that I was running with, and that was me. And that's the thing is that, you know, a great athlete, it's not about the other guy. It's not even what they're doing. It's about trying to be their best. So whether or not it's a event that they maybe think that they're going to go out and be their event, great athletes don't see that. You know, they're just seeing, I'm going to go beat me, right?
Yep, they're competing with themselves, you know, and that's one thing we stressed last night. The indoor meet with the number of young kids that we have was their first opportunity to step in an indoor facility to be able to participate. You can't even see the gym floor. There's so many athletes camped out. The fans sitting in the bleachers are shoulder to shoulder. One race that they have there is called the California Mile, and it's eight guys run a 200, and you have six teams doing that. So you've got 48 kids on the track, and it's total chaos. But you know, just the opportunity to enjoy the atmosphere, to enjoy their teammates, to enjoy competing. But you're exactly right in terms of athletes. 90% of athletics is from the neck up, and whether they believe they can or believe they can't, they're right. So it's whatever's in their mindset. You know, with our program, I personally, even after the meet, coming back on the bus, take a step back and you know, I shake my head and think this could have went better, this could have went better, this could have went better. But you know, as I evaluated all those things, I had to take a step back and say, you know, the expectations of the Albia track program have been high, high, high.
That's where I was going to drive this bus next, Coach, speaking of buses, because, you know, that becomes, and that's what you want. You know, you absolutely wanted a bar set high, but then the next to follow that, the setting of the bar, you just don't just leap over it. You got to develop and to become the guy that can leap over it. It's a process, and yep. Though all too often we just expect that we're just going to float over it.
Yep, you're right, and not that the kids aren't working hard, because they are. They're working their tails off. But you know, we had one of our he's got a state championship under his belt and has qualified for the state track meet in the hurdles. He's had an issue with an infection, so he spent the last three nights in the hospital up in Des Moines, and they're running some IVs through him, trying to get him flushed out. And another athlete that qualified for the state track meet last year, we were running the shuttle hurdle and stuck his hands up to stop himself up against the wall because it's pretty tight corners up there, and gashed his hand open, had to go to the emergency room, and it was in a spot right there on his wrist. They couldn't put in some stitches, but they ended up getting the blood stopped, but then he turned around and had to go back because it started again, so they ended up gluing that. And so, you know, you right out of the chute, you think, boy, we need to get on the bus, head back to Albia and come back. But, you know, all in all, though, you take those things away and you know, we're going to recover from those. Both of those young men are going to be back and here shortly. I would expect one of them for sure to be back next week. So at our meets up at Iowa State and again at Central. But, you know, in the scheme of everything with the kids that participated and how they performed last night, we stopped after the meet. We stopped to eat, and the coaches were sitting together talking, and I look over and I see a sophomore sitting with a senior talking right at a table, just one-on-one, and I look over to the other side of the restaurant, and we've got freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors all sitting together, you know, laughing and joking and having a good time. So, you know, right there made me understand then that, you know, yes, our expectations are high, and that's never going to change. You know, we know we have goals set, and we're going to do whatever we've got to do to try to reach those goals and work as hard as we can. But the memories, the camaraderie, the teamwork, the just enjoying being around each other. And you know, we had a young man that moved in a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, from Missouri, and had never run track before. And he was on the track last night, and he got four events in, and obviously everything was a first event because he'd never participated before. But we got back on the from the bus trip last night, and he comes up to me, and his brother was there waiting to pick him up, and he says, "You're going to come out for track." He says, "This is a lot of fun." So, you know, that's what it's all about. And again, you can still have a lot of fun, but yet we're working to reach some goals in the future, and we're not dead yet. You know, yeah, we lost three really, really good athletes on the track last year, but you know, there's still some things left, and we're going to keep building on some things. You know, there's some events we're going to surprise some people in, and you know, the one thing is with the distance guys, we've got some good young distance guys that had the opportunity to run last night and shake out some of the nerves and all that kind of stuff. So that's all good stuff, you know, to be able to build on and get, now that they've got a meet under their belt, to get to the nerves and all that stuff worked out and say, hey, I can compete with these guys at their abilities, you know, in terms of, and that's what I told them. I said, you know, don't go out there and try to compete with everybody, but compete with yourself in your first event. Just soak in the atmosphere, and again, it's an eye opener. It's an eye opener every year when we go up there as coaches. But the athletes participating, it was a good time, and you know, again, the successes aren't necessarily, and I know this is going to be, it's more difficult, I think, for me to say than it is for the athletes to understand. The successes aren't going to always be measured by state championships, Drake Relays championships. Yes, that's our goal, and that's what we're attempting to do. But the successes are also in these young men and how they perform and how they compete and how they get along together. And we have a great group of young kids. We've got some experience at the state track meet, so they're blending really, really well right now. So things are going well for Albion Track.
Coach, couldn't agree anymore, and I've said it and I'll say it again, with life, it's you got to plan that the best is always yet to come, and go out and work, and You don't just float over that bar. You gotta develop the steps to get that lift to get you over it. And that's what you guys do. Is a great program. That's why you've had success. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to coming in and having come back and continue to talk about the track program and try to do that at least once a week or every other week by a minimum. All right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Hey, that is the outstanding head coach of the Albion Track program, Darren Hill. And, man, they are fast, fast, fast. And it's going to be fun to watch them. This is a team, of course, these kids come in with expectations. Watch out, because it's a lot of great athletes who are great competitors. And we're going to take a timeout, come back. John Henry and Cole Henry are on deck, and then we're going to go with the Albion Archery Program. All this and so much more with Don Palace joining us at the end of the hour when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrate your Irishness with a fundraiser for the Eddyville American Legion on March 17th. It'll be held at Ford's Bar and Grill in Eddyville. From 4 to 7 p.m., they'll serve corned beef and cabbage plus mulligan stew. It's all you can eat. $10 for adults and $5 for the kids.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Joining me now on the phone lines is a guy that has many titles, one of coach, one as a husband, and one tonight that he wears even more proudly, and that is one of a father, and that is Coach John Henry, head coach of the William Penn Statesmen, but more importantly, the father of Cole Henry. And Coach, how proud of a week has this been, watching Cole and his teammates compete at the state basketball tournament? What an amazing week.
It's been an absolute dream come true. not just the state tournament, but the entire season that Cole and the Indians have had. It's been an awesome ride. And, you know, we came up a little bit short in the championship game, but we couldn't be happier and more proud.
Well, watching him play, what a big night he had! Two back-to-back dunks. That just had to be exhilarating as a dad, and then being a guy that loves the game of basketball and really understands it as a coach. Those had to be really big moments for you.
It was, because I knew, you know, he wanted to get a dunk at the state tournament, and for him to get a couple, you know, I knew how happy that he would be, and that's what the most important thing.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, the role as a coach. You sit there on the bench, and you've been in some big games. The pressure that you feel as a coach, how did that compare to being just a dad up in the stands, buddy?
it's not comparable. I don't get nearly as nervous with my own games and my own teams as I do as a dad, whether it be football or basketball. It can be gut-wrenching. You know, because you love them, and doing what I do for a living, I really would like to be down there making decisions to help not only him but his buddies, you know, who I'm close with too. But that's not my role, so you know, it can be hard. I'm not used to sitting in the stands. You know, I'm used to having the clipboard, but it's a role that I'm as crazy as it is. It's very fun, but it is nerve-wracking.
Well, you got to be there with the best cheerleader in the entire program, and that's next to Mom Maggie. I'm sure that she was full of jubilation and always one of the greatest cheerleaders around.
Well, yeah, but, you know, she gets more nervous than I do. Last night, she didn't watch the final 2 minutes of the Final Four game. She missed him making his free throws. And tonight she watched most of the game from the Jumbotron because she wasn't standing. She was sitting. She was too nervous.
Well, hey, you know, those dunks were awesome. His shots were amazing. But from this old coach's standpoint, sitting there watching it in high fidelity, it wasn't his shot. It wasn't his great defense. It was his amazing passing. And guy, as a guy that loves basketball, and I know you had to see this as a coach, but to have the instinct and the vision on the court to find your teammates, I thought his passing, while his shot was great and his defense was good, man, that was just outstanding.
I would agree that, you know, passing's probably the skill that he's best at, and I'm proud of that. To be honest with you, Jason, I thought I was raising a 6'4" left-handed point guard, and I ended up with a 6'9" power forward. So, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for, I guess. But his passing skills, I'm very proud of it. And, you know, he takes great pride in that. You know, and he has great teammates who catch the passes and finish as well. It's not just a one-man thing. You know, somebody's got to make the basket too. So that helps.
Well, Coach, we're talking with Coach Henry, Coach John Henry, the proud father of Cole Henry and head coach of William Penn Statesman. Coach, Cole wasn't a mystery for us around here in Albion, Southern Iowa. He's been well known as an outstanding basketball player. By the way, even better person. And I know that's what you're proud of most. But, boy, I'll tell you what, after the game was over, I was on checking some of the posts that were being put on by Hawk fans and Cyclone fans, and everyone wanted to know who this Cole Henry was. And I can rest. You can rest assured that your phone and Cole's phone is going to be very busy. And I know it already has been, because he opened a lot of eyes to people out there like you who are looking for young men to join their basketball program at the next level.
Yeah, you know, his recruitment is, you know, where he might go to school is still up in the air. But you know, we're gonna that'll take care of itself.
Well, buddy, it's amazing. We're going to talk William Penn basketball here in a second, but this is right after the game we're doing this interview, and I'm so grateful to catch you tonight, Coach. But you guys are on your way. You guys live a basketball life, and it's nonstop. You aren't sleeping tonight.
No, we're actually driving to Minneapolis. He's in the back seat with a buddy, and, you know, he's doing well and in good spirits for you know, what happened, and I think he realizes, you know, what they accomplished this year. So we're very busy.
Young team, too. So, you know, they got a lot of promise for the coming years as well. This is a program that probably expects to be right back where they were and take the next step.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been, like I said, it's been a fun ride, and every season is a little different, so we'll have to get some players who didn't play much this year to step up and fill roles, but that's a long time away. You know, we're going to cherish this season for a little while before we start talking about all that.
Well, what a fun ride. What a joy it's been, I know, for all the people here in Southern Iowa and all your fans and friends down here in Albia. And, of course, Oskaloosa has been alive with Indian basketball.
Hey, you know what? I want to add to that, what you just said. I've gotten a lot of well wishes from people in Albia. There's a lot of friends and family that we still know and talk to and love down there, and it's been great to hear from them. And I saw a lot of them at the games this week, too, so I want to tell them that we appreciate it.
Well, Coach, as good as has been for you as a basketball coach, with 27 wins on the season and what a dynamic season, 102 points a game, are you kidding me? That's some basketball. Watching your son compete at the highest level and fight for a state title, it's been a great eight days for that. But, man, it's been also a very difficult week for the William Penn program with the tragedy that took place around last Thursday night.
Yeah, we had the death of Marquise Todd, one of our reserve post players, was actually murdered last week, a week and a day ago. And the funeral was actually this morning in Chicago. My coaching staff and players drove up last night and stayed overnight and went to it and returned back tonight. I obviously didn't go because I wanted to see my son, and you know, I hope that the family understands why I wasn't there. It's been tough, and it's been hard to focus. But our players at William Penn are doing a good job, and they've just received so much community support and national support, actually, from all over the country. And we're holding together pretty well, about as well as you can. It's a little frustrating with the ongoing investigation moving so slowly, but and I don't anticipate it speeding up any. But we leave Monday for Kansas City Nationals, and we play Thursday at 7:30. And while we're together on the court, that's our focus. And while we're off the court, you know, our focus is grieving and getting through this and the best we can.
Coach, you've had so much success in your program. It's really outstanding and amazing. And knowing you personally and knowing how much you care about the kids and your family, it's no surprise to me and those that know you well. But I don't know if people realize how close you get to be with those kids. I mean, I know you and Maggie bring them into your house at Thanksgiving and during the holidays, and they're like your kids.
Yeah, I mean, we try to create an atmosphere of team and unity like no other, because we do get a lot of transfers, kids from different backgrounds. You know, you got, you know, the kid from Decorah, Iowa, rooming with the young man from inner city Dallas, you know, and we create that, we try to create that bond and togetherness, and I think over the last 17 years we've been more success than failure in that regard.
Well, Coach, 102 points a game. It's hard to believe. You have six players in double digits scoring a game, and two others that are near 10 points a game. It's just amazing what you guys are able to do offensively.
And our philosophy is, you know, we want to score a lot of points. We want to have a lot of possessions. We want the other team to enjoy playing as fast as we like to play. You know, I always, whenever people ask me about why I like to play that way, I always say, you know, if you're an opponent and you average 6 points a game and you play William Penn, and at halftime you have 12 points at halftime, that player's feeling pretty good about himself that he's going to have a career night. But his coach is saying, we have to slow down. We don't play like this. They play like this every day. Well, he's thinking, yeah, right, whatever. I'm going for, you know, 25 or 30 tonight, and I only average six. And, you know, it can be a close game for a while, but if you're not in good shape and you don't know how to play as fast as we like to play, we'll eventually wear you out. And we've been very successful with that. And I like to play that style. The kids like to play that style. And I think our fans like it. Every time we score 100 points, it's 50-cent hot dogs at the concession stand. So, you know, whenever we're on like 98 or 99, our crowd starts chanting hot dogs. So it put me in a couple of compromising situations with our opponents and our opponents' coaches when we have 99 with like 12 seconds left, but I usually have to explain it to them afterwards.
Well, you've got a big game coming up on Thursday down in Kansas City, and I'm as busy as you've been. I know that you probably still found a little time to scout out your opponent. What are you looking for?
Not 1 second. we found out Wednesday night at 6:30 who we played, and it has been nonstop, basically Oski basketball since then. I guess I looked at their roster, but I really haven't seen any film or any statistics yet, and that's why I'm happy I have such a great coaching staff, because all my assistants have been working round the clock. I missed practice the last 2 days to be watching Oski, so I've done absolutely nothing. So if we win on Thursday, it's because I did so, or I didn't do anything, but if we lose, it's also their fault.
Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much for taking time.
Hey, can I add one thing, Jason?
Absolutely.
I just want to say, you know, we were talking about the family that we try to create. You know, I've had so many former players from like 15, 16 years ago, or maybe 12, 13 years ago, who text me today and said, man, I can't believe Little Cole is playing in the state tournament, and it was on, you know, Fox Sports Chicago. They're like, I'm watching the game. I remember when he was in the locker room being 2-3 years old. That's really what's special about William Penn basketball is when they leave here, they're still on the team.
Well, Coach, I'm glad you brought that in, because it to me, I missed the opportunity to talk about that, because Cole's been around your teams and being around those moments. And I remember you telling me he would, the guys would let him come in and play basketball with them. He's had a lot of growing up around some really good basketball family.
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, very diverse. You know, being on our campus as much as he has and being in our locker room, he's seen a lot of situations, you know, and I think that's helped him out, and I hope it has anyway. I hope we haven't scarred him in any way.
Well, hey, Coach, I know he's in the back seat, and he's got a big AAU tournament he's got to get to, and I know you're on the road, but can we take a time out and come back and talk with Cole Henry himself?
Yep, will do.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We're going to come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. When we come back, Cole Henry, the Indian for William Penn's very own.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Joining me now is Cole Henry with the Oskaloosa Indians, runners-up the 2018 basketball tournament. And Cole, buddy, that was a lot of fun to watch that game unfold tonight and watch the energy and enthusiasm you played with. It was a lot of fun. I know you're disappointed in the outcome, but to be on that stage and to be in those moments, that had to be a whole bunch of fun for you.
Yeah, you know, it really was a dream come true. You know, this whole season, and even before this season, I was really hoping we'd get to the well and, you know, try and win a state championship. We came up short, but it really was a dream come true, and, you know, I can't thank the community and the seniors enough for what has happened.
Well, back-to-back dunks, buddy. I just can't think of anything more exciting than to get a dunk at the state basketball tournament.
Yeah, that was very electrifying. After I did those dunks, I could really feel the heat start to rise in the gym, and our crowd was rocking, and it really was a dream come true. I'm so blessed to have that ability, and you know, it really was a dream come true to have, you know, a really solid dunk in Wells Fargo Arena. I was really happy about that.
Cole, you know, I love the scoring, I love the dunks, I love the defense, I loved your enthusiasm, but I got to tell you, what made my night watching it from my perspective was the way that you passed the basketball. So unselfish and with great vision. Man, you take a lot of pride in that, I can tell.
Yeah, well, you know, every day in practice I try and top the last pass I made, and, you know, I really do take pride in the amount of assists I have. I feel like that's a really important thing. You know, if I can set my teammates up for a bucket, that's even more important than my bucket. So, you know, that's really something I take a lot of pride in. So I'm happy I have that ability.
And how about those teammates of yours, Cole? I just think about how much talent is on that court and how you guys really seem to work well together. And, you know, when you have teammates like Xavier Foster and, boy, I it has to be a lot of fun hanging out with guys like that.
Yeah, it's so fun, and, you know, it really does suck that, you know, the season's over, but I had so much fun on the entire year, and, you know, to be able to throw, like I said, to be able to throw a lob up anywhere above the rim and have Xavier just go and slam it down, and, you know, guys like Spencer Tucker, who's hitting threes from NBA range, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and, you know, I just can't thank God enough for the season we've had.
Well, buddy, this season, a historic run for the Indians and for you, but you got to say there's got to be a whole bunch of optimism for you guys not to only get back next year, but to take that next step.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Next year, I'm hoping to be a little more vocal leader, so I'm definitely going to tell all our youngins to get back in the gym. You know, we didn't make it this year, but there's always next year, so we got a lot of work to do, and I'm sure we'll be back in the lab here shortly. Working toward that state title next year as well.
Well, being up there, you got to see a lot of really talented basketball players, and those who have been watching on the TV and all around the country, watching this talent here in the state of Iowa. Those who didn't know Cole Henry before this week certainly know Cole Henry. You have to feel pretty darn good about where you stack up amongst the best of the best, because, buddy, I tell you, you took second place to nobody on the basketball court this week.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it's very humbling to have a really good game in the state championship game, even though we came up short. You know, that's the main goal, is to win. But, yeah, I know, I just, like I said, I can't thank God enough for what has happened. And, you know, it's a very humbling experience for sure.
Well, in order to be playing at the level that you're playing at and your teammates, you got to play a lot of basketball. But I didn't think I would talk to your dad earlier today to try to catch you guys on an interview to find out that as soon as you were done playing at the state championship, you had to be on the road to catch an airplane to be playing basketball on the weekend. You put a lot of time into this, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's nice to get away sometimes. You know, I'm going to go spend a week in Arizona with a good buddy. And, you know, I definitely have dedicated a lot of my time, you know, the past couple months into the basketball season, you know, even before that, all I've really thought about is basketball, so it'll be nice to get away for a little bit. But, you know, that's how I like it. You know, basketball is my entire life, and to spend all my hours thinking about it and working on it, you know, it's kind of a dream come true. So as soon as I get home from this little vacation, you know, I'll be right back in the lab and working toward next season. So,
well, Cole, congratulations, and as proud as all of us are on the type of basketball player you are, it's who you are as a person really stands out, and we're very proud of you. And please give our regards to the rest of your family. Your little sister, how's your little sis doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She played basketball this year. It's her second year playing basketball, and she really enjoyed it. You know, she's got a lot of friends in high school, and she's enjoying her first year in high school. So, you know, whatever makes her happy makes me happy. So that's awesome.
Well, Cole Henry, the outstanding, outstanding 6'9". Cole, you grew up, buddy, took my breath away tonight watching you play and compete at that high level. And I know the best is always yet to come for Cole Henry. And congratulations, and enjoy these moments, Cole. It's a real time accomplishment to say you played in the championship at the state high school basketball tournament.
Thank you so much, Mr. Summers. You know, it really has been awesome talking to you.
That is Cole Henry. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Add beauty and value to your home with Quartz Countertop. It's heat, scratch, and stain resistant. It's available in 18 different color options and starts at $35.59 a square foot after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 10th. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
With me now is Brad DeMoss from the co-coaches for the Albia Archery Program and Cartridge Coaches. And Brad, first of all, buddy, wow, it's hard to believe how quickly these seasons go by, but it's been really fast.
Yeah, this season seems like it's gone really fast, Jason. Started back in November, and here we are in the beginning of March here. And the state tournament's upon us, so we got a good showing this year going up to the Iowa State Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, and should be a good time. Kids are all excited to get up there, and so is our coaching staff.
Well, it's kids, and when we say kids, we're putting the S on there, and it's plural because, man, you got a lot of kids going, and this year, for the first time, all three levels have qualified for state.
That's right. Last year, we only took two teams up, the elementary and the middle school team. And, you know, last year we came out of that with a first place middle school state champion and the elementary third place. And going into this season, we had high hopes that, you know, we'd carry that over to our high school team to this year, because a lot of our top shooters on that middle school team that we got the championship with are now freshmen. And they really filled that void, and we've been shooting really, really good. I know the last few practices with the high school team's gone really well. So hopefully that carries on to Sunday afternoon whenever they'll be shooting.
It's very much an individual sport in that each individual has to make their shots. But from a qualifying point of view, as a team, you know, how does that all work? And how does the qualifying work to get to the state? And then let's talk about what we need to do to keep moving on.
It's kind of a interesting conversation to try to have with someone about the whole scoring and how you make the teams. But what you do is you have to have a minimum of four girls or boys, and then the rest of the top 12 archers can be whatever. But you have to at least have the opposite sex for at least fourth position. So we can't go up there with 12 guys or 12 girls. We got to at least have four boys or girls, and then the rest fill in as they go. The good thing is they allow you to take 24 archers to the state tournament, and out of them, 24 is how you base your top 12 scores that go into the tournament bracket on the qualifying team. But yes, everybody does shoot an individual score. It's still an honor to go, and they still all get a participation medal, some type of certificate or something for being there.
So 24 athletes can go and compete at state for a team. That's really a great turnout. And out of that, you're not necessarily saying these four girls and these four boys are my targeted athlete. You've got to have four of each in order to qualify, and then you take your best 12 no matter how that is. So you don't say this is my top 12 or my starting lineup like you would with baseball or some other sport. You're saying this is our 24 and everyone shoots. And that's great participation. That's probably why the kids love it so much.
Yeah. Out of that, you know, like you said, it's not like a starting lineup, for instance, but Coach Spohr and myself had a terrible time, you know, because you can set your top 12 to 20 archers very easily off of the scores throughout the season goes. But it's the final four, because them archers there are the ones that's really put in a lot of time. They're shooting hard, trying to get, because they know where they're at throughout the season with their averages, and they're trying their hardest to get put on that top 24. And you know, there's some kids that don't get on the team that should be on the team. They have the high enough score, but maybe they're not at practice.
Right.
So then the coaching staff can flip flop.
But you have to pick the 24 to take to state, but then all 24 shoot. You don't know how you have a feeling of how, you know, based upon previous experience, who your top might be. But the good news, somebody can make a great run and be in that top 12.
Yeah, I mean, you could come into it and say you're qualified or on the team as the 24th archer, and we've had 3 weeks of practice and go up to state and shoot a 280 and be number four on the team, and you've already jumped 20 spots. So yeah, it's open for anybody whenever they get up to state on that team who can be a qualifying score.
So you're scoring as a team, but do they also have individual as individuals, you know, qualifying for the next level, and also recognition for the individuals as well?
Yeah, they offer first through 10th place individuals, and I believe last year we had probably four or five individuals that came out of it with top 10 in the state, and they're automatically qualified. If you're in top 10 in the state, you're automatically qualified to go to nationals down in Kentucky, and hopefully this year we'll have three teams going to Kentucky. If not, we'll have a bunch of individuals, but I don't know. This is going to be a fun tournament this year, I have a feeling, and it's great to be a part of it.
70 kids, is that right?
Yeah, 70 out of our 97.
Wow, that's really tremendous. As a team, then you qualify as a team as well to go down to Kentucky. Is that correct? So we got
yeah.
the individuals, but then as a team, which is, you know, really the goals, because you get to take. Do you take the same 24, or is it a different number?
We can take, once we qualify, it's just like state, like if one of my kids got sick, I could put in an alternate to come shoot for him. And my alternate's done an awesome job this year. We actually picked 28 kids off of each squad except the high school, because they only have 22 archers. But I got four or eight individuals that practiced all the way through, and they're not going to state, but I told them if we make it to nationals and we have a few kids that can't make it due to circumstances and the expense to get there, that they're going to be the first ones in line, and they all were happy with that. And but yeah, I mean, it takes a dedication, commitment to do this.
Oh, no doubt about it. We're talking with Brad DeMoss, one of the co-coaches for the Albia Elementary through High School Archery Program. And Tiffany Spohr helps you out. You guys do this together, and it's a dynamic duo of archery.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. We got approached here last year to coach. Coach Montgomery stepped down. His wife retired, and he wants to spend time with the family, which kudos to him. I would do the same thing if I was in that predicament. But the board approached us that was coaching for the last few years with Coach Montgomery and Coach George, and they asked if who wanted it. Well, Tiffany and I showed interest in it, and collectively the board decided, let's just try a co-coach thing. Tiffany and I agreed because we've worked good together in the past, and we're doing very good job right now with the program. As you can see, our numbers are really still staying at that 90 to 100 kid range, and she does a swell job with the high school and probably the 7th and 8th graders that practice Tuesday through Fridays on the mornings whenever they can practice, and I take the middle school and elementary over to the Family Life Center in the afternoons and practice twice a week. So if she wasn't here for the morning sessions, it'd be hard for all of us to get practices in.
Well, let's talk about that just a second, because I think that's it's impressive when I'm thinking about all these numbers and getting kids enough reps to really hone their skills, because it's repetition that hammers the thought, and, you know,
there's just amount number of space, and you're competing with other sports, so it's hard to find that kind of space and time to get the, you know, gyms to shoot in.
Yeah, the school district's been very very good. They've opened up the gym for us. We go in there at 7 in the morning till 8, and it's pretty good for Tiffany and the other coaches that help, because she gets there, opens it up, the high school kids come and set it up, and then they tear it down. And I know the school, we've only had a few incidents where it's been rented with other athletic stuff, and we step aside. You know, we're a club, we're not a school sanctioned sport, so we take to the back burner and let the school sanctioned stuff go before us. And then we're really blessed with the Family Life Center. They've accepted that we come in at 3:45 to 6 o'clock, and we try to just do it twice a week there, so they can still rent it out to all their patrons that's been there for probably 4 or 5 years, or even 6 years, however long that building's been there. I know there's coaches that do softball in there since it's been there. But we do 4th and 5th from 3:45 to 4:30, and then 6th and 7th is from 4:30 to 5:15, and then I'll do my 7th graders and 8th graders and some one-on-one time with the other kids that want to come in from 5:15 to 6.
Well, it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of hands and lots of space, and it's a good problem to have that many kids participating. That's a great sign, as you said. The health of the program is outstanding.
That is the outstanding co-coach of the archery program. They're in Des Moines right now, and they're going to be there all day tomorrow shooting, trying to get their way to Kentucky. That's where the Nationals are at, and this program, man, they've done a fantastic job qualifying not only for state, but going out and competing at Nationals over the last several years, and they got big expectations to finish the season. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. Don Palace is in the house. We're going to talk about an important night on Monday night when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We pay a lot of attention to the seasons at Piper's, and we do like to remind everyone what a great gift Piper's candy is.
Each of those pieces of homemade candy is made right here in this store. Send orders to us by mail or call us at 641-774-2131. Visit our website at piperscandy.com.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between